The Virginia Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal by Yelp, the popular online review site. Yelp was ordered by lower courts to turn over the identities of reviewers after a small business owner sued the site about 7 negative reviews the owner says are fakes. That's just one of several lawsuits involving Yelp in an escalating war over who controls online reputations. Joining us in the studio to discuss is Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. John, first tell us more about this lawsuit in Virginia.
The Virginia case is a carpet cleaning company that says that the reviews, the negative reviews on Yelp are fake, and they went to the Virginia Circuit Court and the Virginia Appeals Court, and both of them have upheld the claim by the small business owner that they have the right to unmask these negative reviews.
But it does bring up questions about free speech.
It absolutely does. But the issue here is, from the plaintiff's side, this is a terms of service issue. What Hadid Carpet Cleaning says is that these people are not customers. He cannot match up these commenters with his customer base. And the terms of service for Yelp is you need to be a customer. You need to have patronized this business that you're reviewing. So that's the grounds that they're suing on.
So you're not allowed to misrepresent yourself on the internet? Is that what they're saying?
Not on Yelp, apparently. But I think that, you know, there may be all kinds of misrepresentation. It's just that this business owner took them into court and sort of pushed them up against a wall.
And Yelp is also engaged in a series of class action lawsuits.
Yeah, this is like being beaten to death with croutons. There's there's a whole bunch of small business owners who are claiming that Yelp is sort of trying to extract advertising revenues by promising to hide negative reviews, highlight positive reviews, or vice versa if they don't advertise. These have mostly been thrown out of court, but it's something that even if they don't win the class action suit, they plant doubt in the public's mind about the veracity and the reliability of the Yelp reviews.
Well, which is so important. Now, you go to a new place, you fly in for a couple of days or whatever it might be. The first thing you do if you want to find out where to go have lunch or breakfast or whatever it might be is you load up Yelp sometimes. And so it's all these businesses have to go on.
Actually, absolutely. And also, there have been studies that show that even half a star difference in the reviews can mean significant increases in business. So the studies were done in San Francisco and Seattle, which are sort of foodie towns. So I'm not sure they apply all over the country, but it does show that there is a big effect.
And when it comes to litigation, there are also popular reviewers that are trying to cash in.
This is my favorite because the reviews are voluntary. So there are people who do a lot of reviews and they say, we do a lot of research, we spend a lot of time, we do these reviews, we want to be paid. But by definition, the voluntary reviewers can't get paid. So Yelp had no trouble getting rid of this one.
And Yelp has gotten in on the legal action. They sued a lawyer for posting positive reviews about himself.
Right. This was a back and forth between Yelp and this lawyer over coercion, charges of coercion, charges of falsifying reviews. They're in court. The stakes are high here for Yelp and for the business owners. So this is why I think there's so much litigation going on, is that there was a daycare center in Virginia that sued a mother of three for a bad review on Yelp. And even when she took it off the site, they still continued to sue her because they wanted to make an example. So it's high stakes and there's a lot of litigation going on.
Well, and you're an advertising guy. It's funny, with all the money that they have to spend on advertising, the idea that these Yelp reviews, which they spend nothing on,
right,
end up being in some cases more important.
Right, absolutely.
John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst and a mass communication professor at Boston University. We've got a link to his blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure.